AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You can work from the road while turning your vehicle into a powerful high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. On a network that covers more roads than any other carrier, connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls, finish up that presentation, or answer last-minute emails. Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to see if you're eligible for a free trial today. Based on independent third-party data, always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Springtime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
Every bunny loves honey glazed carrots, a great side dish for your springtime celebration, and a delicious compliment to a sweet, bright Moscato.
Wine is made in virtually every country in the world, and I'm ready to give you a tour to find the right one.
Serving lamb this season? Try it with a bold Cabernet from the trendy Paso Robles region.
Whether you're hosting or just bringing the wine, we'd love to share our always low prices and ridiculous selection this spring at Total Wine & More. Cheers!
Yeah, what's up, y'all? What's going on, brother?
Street Champs Radio, but it's
a
go. He's a legendary Queens rapper.
Hey, Hank, it's your boy, N-O-R-E.
He's a Miami hip-hop pioneer.
What up, it's DJ EFN.
Together, they drink it up with some of the biggest players in music and sports.
You know what I mean?
The most professional, unprofessional podcast and your number one source for drunk facts.
This is Drink Champ Radio, where every day is New Year's Eve.
Let's go! Hey, Hank Sangria, reach out to me. It's your boy, N-O-R-E.
What up, it's DJ EFN.
And it's Drink Champs motherfucking podcast.
Make some noise!
And first off, not only do we have one of the arguably best producers of all fucking times in the building with us, we're also at what is Atlanta's only crab place. Because I've been in Atlanta. I think I caught crabs in Atlanta. But I
caught crabs.
Really?
Yeah, back in the days.
Let me find out.
I got to relax.
But, that was a relax.
But we got who's arguably one of the people who crafted Biggie Small sound. One of the people who crafted Bad Boy sound.
The original Hitman?
One of the people who crafted Puff Daddy sound, Mace sound. He single-handedly was the person that did that. And today, if y'all don't understand who we're talking about right now, let's make some noise for Stevie J and the motherfucking building. Because, see, a lot of people get it twisted, and they say, Stevie J from Love and Hip Hop. And I know you don't like that.
There's more.
Because you're making
depth.
A lot of money.
There's more depth.
You're making
than
a
that.
Lot of money.
I'm making some cool paper.
Yeah, you're making some cool paper. But I know that it's like when somebody tell me, Nori from whatever, and I'll be like, damn, you can't tell me the War Report.
You can't tell me.
You know, all the other accolades I did. And it's wonderful to see a person like you of your caliber continuing and to do your thing. So now, my first question is,
okay,
how was you approached to do Love and Hip Hop originally?
Well, I was approached by Mona Scott. You know, she asked me.
Directly? Mona?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. She asked me if I was interested in doing Love & Hip Hop Atlanta. You know, being as though I just got off a hiatus of producing 100 million records and four Grammys.
Oh, let's make some noise for that. He said 100 million records, goddammit. Let's not act like you ain't hear that, goddammit. Nigga just said 100 million. Continue, yeah. Stevie.
You know, I just got back into Atlanta and I was, you know, rebuilding myself. And I was looking for the look, you know what I'm saying? Mm. So when she called me, that was the look that I needed. I felt, you know, I reached the pinnacle in the music game, and, you know, the same cats that, you know what I'm saying, I made rich wasn't fucking with me, which, it's not cool. It's not a problem to me, you know what I'm saying? Nobody owed me shit.
And Love & Hip Hop was New York was already in place? Okay.
New York was already in place, and, you know, but I was the first one to bring the two ladies to the table on the show. You know what I'm saying?
And we talk about Mimi and Jocelyn.
Yeah, Mimi and Jocelyn.
That's big.
Not just bringing them to the table, I was fucking with them at the same time.
Sexy time.
With each other. You know what I'm saying? So when you look at all these duplicates.
Are we talking about menages?
Yeah, straight like that.
I didn't know you was ready to get raw that early.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, thank you,
Stevie. Let's go straight in. Let's go straight in. Absolutely. We brothers. We know each other. Let's see what it is.
I know. I just didn't think you was going to be.
Yeah, so at the end of the day, when you look at all the carbon copies and the stunt doubles and all that, I created that.
I see that.
Yeah, yeah.
So now, you came up with the famous Stevie J face.
Mm-hmm.
Was that something you did from the beginning? Or
been
you,
doing that.
Oh, you've been doing that.
Been doing it.
Let's make some noise for Stevie J. God damn it. That was all. No, I'm just saying. Because I'm one of the people that looked at it, and I'm one of the people that corrected everybody every time they was like, this guy is, you know, he's doing it for TV. I'm like, y'all don't know who he
is. Exactly. They had to dumb it down for TV, actually.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? You know the Miami Stevie.
Exactly.
Not the DJ Stevie J. Shout out to DJ Stevie J and all that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But, yeah, the Stevie J.
Let's talk about that because I always wondered, did you take it a certain way? Because
I don't take it no way. I look at it as homage, you know what I'm saying?
Mm. Has he ever paid homage to you?
Nah, you know what I'm saying. But hold on, we talked
talking
to
about
Houston.
The DJ Stevie J.
Yeah, we talked. Like, yeah, DJ Stevie J. We talked to Houston, and you know what I'm saying. We hung out, and everything was cool. Everything is gravy. You know what I'm saying. Much respect to him.
So there was no homage paid, though.
I mean, it was homage paid.
A little bit.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
I don't feel like you were satisfied.
I
can just look at your face.
I mean, guys like us never satisfied. But at the end of the day, we'll take that, and you know what I'm saying. You know, these younger guys, we just got to take what we can get and keep it pushing. You know what I'm saying? We made guys. We put that work in.
I respect
that. You know what I'm saying?
So let's now bring it to early Biggie.
Okay.
Now, Puff tells you, I got this guy.
Yeah.
Named Biggie. Did he say Biggie Smalls?
He said Biggie.
Biggie, all right. And he says, I got this guy named Biggie. Now, you look at Big.
Right.
And he's not traditional rapper looking.
Right.
I think Puff came on our podcast and described him as disruptive.
Yeah, definitely
disruptive. He said his look was disruptive.
Which makes so much sense.
Definitely disruptive.
So how did you know to give him these classic upscale beats?
Because the way he would just, you know, the way he would describe what he wanted to do, how he wanted to approach life after death. He would just say words. He would just spit rhymes and be like, yo, I need something like that feel like this. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, armed and dangerous. Ain't too many can bang with us. Straight up, we no angel dust. Label us notorious. Thug ass niggas that love the buses playing to us. You know what I'm saying?
Are we describing the Bone Thugs record right now? That's
absolutely.
What we describing?
Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, he would give you what he wanted to sound like, you know what I'm saying? A couple of lyrics and let you go there.
Prior to you even having a beat?
Yeah.
Wow.
So you would produce around his, right?
Yeah. Most of the time. You know what I'm saying? Or he'd just be like, yo, I need something for like a somebody got to die. Be like.
But you said Life After Death. Didn't you work on Ready to Die as well?
No, just Life After
Death.
Just
Life After Death.
I came in on Life After Death. And then he would just give me titles of songs, and I would go in and just.
Off the title.
Wait. Come on.
That's hard.
So, wait. He would come to you and give you titles, and then tell you to work around that?
Yeah. Nasty Boy.
That's cool.
You would work off the feel of the title.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Let's make some noise for that. Goddamn. That is ill. Now, I'm going to be honest. One time, we paid Premier, whatever Premier was asking for a price, and I paid Premier up front. But I couldn't get a beat that I loved from him until I actually gave him the title, but I had no idea that I was right. following that, the tradition.
Yeah, but I'm saying that's how DJ. We really, that's you know, producers really, really you give right. us a title and we like, you know, we like producers and we like scientists. We want to go right. in and create the formula, nah. you know, designated to the title that you give us.
Like right? the feel so, of whatever they're
absolutely,
trying to do.
Absolutely, it has the sound just like the feel.
So how did you and Puff initially connect?
Me and Puff connected. I was on a Jodeci tour with Jodeci and Bad Boy. And, you know what I'm saying? I never met Puff.
What were you doing on the
Wait, you were Jodeci?
Yeah, yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
No,
I was singing backgrounds for them, wow. playing guitar for them.
Nobody wow. never heard this story.
Nobody never heard this story. No. I was playing keyboards, guitar, singing backgrounds on the tour and all that.
Whoa. That's it. That's kind
of
it.
And I feel like I'm really a hip-hop historian. I'm fucked up right now.
That's real R&B.
Yeah. So you was on tour with Jodeci. Okay. Yeah. So how did I now?
Puff was on a tour. So,
but I'm saying, even you being on tour with Jodeci, you wasn't the main character. Nah, so how the fuck was he like, discover
yo, who's
you?
This young nigga up there rocking, singing all that shit, playing all that shit,
playing
guitars, keyboards,
shit.
And all that, and singing.
He's
niggas was
obviously
like,
talented,
right? Mm. So Puff, I was in the studio with Total playing guitar and singing with them in the booth. Puff came in the booth like Stevie J, right? I got a contract for you in my car. Mm. So we laughed and we just sat and talked for a while. You know what I'm saying? Your man was like, you all right out here? Right. I was fucked up.
Right. Wow.
I was wounded.
But you said you was all right.
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah. Wait. Everybody say
wait,
that.
What does that mean?
No, right. Somebody asked you if you good, like paper-wise.
Right.
Oh, you was wounded.
Like I was wounded.
Natural hustler is never going to say
that. Niggas going to be like, yeah, I need that. I'm just like, yeah, I'm
fine. You was hurt.
He's like, all right. He had it all figured out. You know,
right.
Puff, he had it.
Right.
Yeah, just hold this down.
Right.
Six to eight bands. Right. You know what I mean? Come see me in the morning.
He gave you the life change.
Yeah. When you started working with Big, was Big, Big was already big, did you
Big,
say?
Ready to Die.
Wow. After
million some change sold, you know what I'm saying? And we just would vibe out in the studio.
So now, that's one of your first records you ever worked on is for Biggie Smalls?
Yeah,
is
Life After Death.
Saying?
Yeah, Life After Death.
What was the record, the first record?
Oh, man. I can't really remember the first record. All I remember, we was in Trinidad and doing all the Hitmen was in Trinidad.
All you gotta say is Trinidad.
Yeah, and
Big, very rich.
And Big came down, you know what I'm saying? And we did like 50 tracks down in Trinidad.
So this record like we never weeks. Heard properly.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like...
And when you say the Hitman, let's describe who the Hitman is.
Me,
Derek
D-Dot, yeah. Amin-Ra, Nasheem Carlos Myricks. Brody.
He did T.O.Y. Carlos Brody also did T.O.Y.
Damn, I don't want to miss nobody. Prestige.
Mm.
Big man from D.C.
Oh, so, Chucky Thompson. Chucky Thompson. That's
can
right.
Can I get a blunt? Can somebody pass me a blunt?
Were
we had Benzino's scrap
collective
track
or
right
not
now.
Really? Just
it was just like,
relax.
It was like we teamed up. We teamed up down in Trinidad. You know what I'm saying? It was like.
But y'all weren't official. It was just like y'all.
No, we were signed Hitmen, and it was like
Nasheem
and Carlos would be on the team.
Right.
D-Dot and Amin-Ra would be on the team. Chucky and Prestige and me and Puff. We'll be on squads and it'll be like, yo, who can make the best joints?
Now we seen pictures of you back in the days with you and Mariah Carey with your shirt off. You was pretty loose for even back then.
Loose.
What about her? She was loose too.
That's true. I don't know where you're going, Stevie J, but I'm ready to go wherever you're ready to go.
I'm just saying, I wasn't the loose one. You know what I'm saying? The chicks be the loose ones.
She was super loose.
Yeah.
That's not sure.
I don't know where we went, but I'm definitely happy we went there. That's Big Up Mariah.
They both was loose.
Big Up Mariah. If you look at a CD, I don't smoke no more.
Mariah.
She called me the Fat Muffin Man.
What is it? Yo, Mariah came to the Hood Lab one time. And
what
we
I mean.
Was in the Hood Lab. We had crates in the Hood Lab. I'm talking about she drank Pinot Grigio out of a foam cup. She was like, I love Nori. She was like, Nori, you my favorite rapper.
Very
that's
true.
My word. In the Hood Lab. Yo. Oh, my God.
Yeah, Mariah's cool. That's my buddy.
So now, Stevie.
Yeah.
When Puff initially approached you, did you know who Puff was or no?
No, I didn't.
Okay, so.
You know what I'm saying? I was just, you know, I was rocking with Jodeci. That was it. You know what I'm saying?
That's now, how did you meet Jodeci, though?
I met Jodeci. I was singing at a fashion show in Rochester, and, you know, after it was over, they was like, yo, who did the track she was singing on? Yo, you dope. Boom. And I was like,
so
me.
So you're singing like, on your own track?
Yeah. And they was like, yo, your shit is dope. I'm like, all right, cool.
Because you're
like,
from upstate New York. Yeah, no, no, no. A lot of people don't know that.
Absolutely. Okay. New York all day. So,
right.
And I was like, it's a piano in the back. I know all y'all shit. They was like, yo, get the fuck out of here. Went to the back, started playing their shit, singing their shit. They was like, yo, you with us.
So you actually really know how to play the piano. Like, because there's a lot of producers that play the piano through MPC.
No, I call it doinking around. They just do the, you know what I mean? Me, you know what I'm saying? Put a Stevie Wonder joint on.
Scott Storch knows how to do it as well.
Scott is nice.
Are you self-taught, though?
Yeah, self-taught.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. Let's make some noise for that guy.
I mean,
so now.
Piano is just one of the instruments.
So now.
It's one.
See,
of the instruments.
So now Puff sees you. Says, I want you to be with us.
Right.
And then Biggie is already Biggie, right?
Yeah.
So now you get in the studio. How do you know what tracks to give Biggie? Because
because
if Big is already Big, he can shut you down. He could be like, relax.
Right. He could be like, relax. But he was like, give me all them joints. Whatever you got, let me get all that.
Don't relax.
Don't relax.
He's like, give me them
every
all.
Every track that I handed in, he was like, yo, you all need that. Let me write on that joint. Let me get that joint.
Wow.
So now, after he does that, how do you not relax? Because
I didn't relax. I mean, full space. I mean, you know, it was full steam ahead. You know what I'm saying? All the cars.
Because a lot of people don't really, really understand. Like, the Bad Boy era was an era like none other.
Yeah, I respect Baby and them, Cash Money and them, but I really invented the bling bling.
True story.
I was spending $2 million on Juwals.
Back then.
Yeah,
that's what makes some noise for Stevie J.
I keep a good kit.
Right.
How do we level the playing field for all entrepreneurs? 55% of white businesses survive the startup phase, while only 4% of black businesses do the same. So I want every black entrepreneur to know about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have black ownership. This program gives black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive offer at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
You can work from the road while turning your vehicle into a powerful high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. On a network that covers more roads than any other carrier, connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls, finish up that presentation, or answer last-minute emails. Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to see if you're eligible for a free trial today. Based on independent third-party data, always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
So, Puff puts you in charge of the Biggie part, because that's how the people.
Well, hold on. No, it was like D-Dot. Big up to D-Dot. D-Dot, okay. Angeletti, my big bro.
Okay.
Savage with the, he could put together
AKA
album.
The Mad Rapper.
The Mad Rapper. AKA. He was great at A&R and putting together directions for the album. D-Dot spent sleepless nights putting together the album, and thanks to him, you know what I'm saying, I was able to get the direction, the right direction between him and Puff to, you know what I'm saying, give Biggie everything he needs.
But how does this phone call happen? Because this is what I'm trying to get to is, you said Biggie was already Biggie.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So now, you get Puff. Puff says, it's all good. We're gonna bring you through. But now this is still Biggie.
Yeah.
How do you hand selectly pick these tracks?
It was like, yo, Stevie, go to the MIDI room. Puff. Yo, Stevie, go to the MIDI room. Okay.
MIDI or Mini?
MIDI.
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 MIDI. Yeah, MIDI room.
Yeah.
Daddy's House Studio. Yeah, Studio A.
I love that studio.
Studio like B. Production.
Yeah. And the MIDI room.
Yeah.
Go in there, crank them out.
Right.
D-Dot would come in and check on me. He'd be like, he'd just shake his head every time he come in, like boom.
No?
Like, yes.
Yeah. Oh,
God damn.
No,
send in the kid. Okay. Like, yeah, like that.
Keep working.
So, you know, Big, every track I gave Big, he would love. It wasn't one track that I gave Big that he didn't rhyme.
Wow. That's kind of incredible.
That's super incredible.
I did 85% of life after that.
Can I get some ice?
Wow.
That was my album.
I did Puff album, No Way Out. So
the publishing is crazy.
So,
oh,
no, 15 million.
So 15 million.
I did 95% of that.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
And that was a double album, right?
No, Biggie's was a double.
Biggie was.
So I'm going to get a little dark for a second, because at one point, you left the Hitman.
Mm-hmm.
You left, and you was like, I'm not doing that. How was that period, and why was that period happen?
I mean, it was
and
like...
And why did you leave? Like,
it was more or less like, you know what I'm saying? Yo, when we do this, I'm going to give you that. When we get that, I'm going to give you that. And I'm like...
Yeah. But in the industry, it never happens at the exact time.
It never happened sometime at all.
Sometimes it never happened.
Let's be frank. So, you know, it didn't happen. And I'm like, yo, all right, cool. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and you're 50% of the fucking
everybody,
work.
Everybody, you know what I'm saying, caking up and all that.
Right.
And I'm just getting, you know what I'm saying, marshals and all that.
Right.
I want to cake up. What I'm doing all the work.
Marshals?
Morsels.
I don't know what
little
that
things.
Means.
Oh, little things.
I was like, Marshalls? I said, Puff ain't seen you to Marshalls.
At the end of the day, it was what it was. I skated off to L.A., went and worked with the Jackson family, the whole Jackson family. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's stunning on us right now. And,
No, not really. You know what I'm saying? That's when I gained all my information on the industry. Right. You know what I'm saying? Working with the Jackson family. You know, Jackie Jackson at the time, one of my best friends and mentors, showed me the game. You know what I'm saying? And
Jackie Jackson.
Yeah, the oldest Jackson brother.
What did they teach you? Like, what did they
like all the insight? You know what I'm saying? All the business.
I would imagine they taught you how crazy shit is too.
Yeah, they taught me how crazy shit is, but they taught me the business, how to handle my business and deal with the business and fuck all the flash and shiny suits and the flash and lights. Let's handle this business.
Yeah. You ain't like the shiny suits?
I mean, you know.
After you handle your business, get your shiny suit.
Right.
I love the shiny suits.
I'm not mad at the shiny suits.
Even though I was mad at
I'm not mad at nothing.
He just
said
handle the business first.
I also was mad that it's not that I was mad that they was dancing. I was mad that I couldn't dance.
Yeah.
I just can't dance. Like, gangsters can't dance. Like,
man, shit.
Like,
yeah, just do a two-step. We good.
But y'all was dancing and fucking all the bitches. Let's make some noise, bad boy era. God damn it.
You know, I mean, so, you know, after that, it was like, thank you, sir.
VSOP.
Appreciate it.
Charles, you know,
can I
paid for my bill today.
I got a cup.
Paid for my bill today. It's very steep as well. But I went in. But,
yeah, the dark period.
The Benzino Crab Shack.
Benzino Crab Shack.
Food was amazing here, man. It's amazing.
Okay, so break it down.
You know, so, you know, after that, you know, some things started to happen in LA where, you know what I'm saying? I was just cool with all the, you know what I'm saying, the D-boys and the niggas getting money and all that. Some things happening where, you know, somebody got kidnapped from my crib.
That's not a good thing.
Not a good thing. You know what I'm saying? And niggas know me and know my energy, know I'm not with none of the fuck shit, but it was my house, so.
Right.
It's your family.
It's me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's a violation.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know what I'm saying, that's when shit got really dark. Right. You know what I'm saying? And there was like, all right, shit. Jackson's was like, oh, all right, we're not fucking with you no more. This is
Jackson.
Yeah,
we're talking about Mike's.
We're talking about Mike's brothers and shit.
Yeah, Mike's in them.
Yeah.
No, Mike's not.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, relax. We're going there.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, it got real ugly at that point, and that's when it was like, all right, let me get out of here and go back to the A. You know what I'm saying? And that's
because you had lived in the A before?
Yeah, I lived in the A before. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I lived in like a couple times. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, when I came back here, it was like I had to start all over.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm back to the streets, back to whatever I was doing. And that's when I got the call about Mona.
Thank you, brother.
Okay. So now, before we get back into Mona.
All right.
But now, Big. Big was probably arguably everybody's top five. You work with Jodeci, and then you get this call from Puff.
To work on the 112 album, the Total album, the Biggie album, Black Rob album, the No Way Out album.
Everything dope, bad
you
boy.
Fucked me up. I was going to go just straight to
bad
it.
Boy dope.
All right, I want to go to all of those albums, by the way. But Big's album. Did you know how great Big was? Did you know you were working with the greatest rapper of all time?
Yes. I mean, based upon just, you know what I'm saying, man to man and aura.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And what I felt from the guy. You know what I'm saying? Man, great spirit. Humble
always
as ever.
Laughing.
Always laughing. Making
mad
feel,
jokes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, like, and I used to bag bake on Big. Yeah,
bag
yeah,
any
yeah.
chick.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I remember one time I brought some chicks from Philly to the studio. I'm like, yo, Big, hold them down. I'm going to get the Dom Perignon, Malibu, cranberry, pineapple juice, and I'm going to Branson.
Is that the Stevie J?
That's Biggie. That's what he
No,
like.
I'm talking about. Oh, no.
That's
about
Malibu, Bay Breeze.
Malibu. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So went to Branson, came back. Big was in the booth getting lettuce from both of the chicks.
Lettuce. Yeah. Let's make some noise for Big getting lettuce. God damn it. So now, Stevie J. You sit there and you're working with Big. And you said you already recognized Big was the greatest of all time.
Absolutely.
At what moment did you feel like maybe Big will never be here again? Never, right?
I mean, it was only one moment. Because
you're at this party. Let's be clear. Out of all the pictures.
$8,000 on Don Perignon at that party.
Let's make some noise for Stevie J spending $8,000. Goddamn
it. This thing's crazy.
But listen, are you talking about the Soul Train party?
He's there. Like, out of
every Jones. That night?
Yeah, I spent the money on
everybody. Everybody, like, listen, every time they describe, and God bless me the way I'm saying it. Every time you speak about Biggie Smalls' death, a lot of people, like Pac's last picture was
right,
in that car.
With Suge right there in the
but
car.
But a lot of people don't realize that in that party, it's you, Puff, and Big. You're actually there.
Right, absolutely.
So that night, did you feel funny or no?
Of course, you know what I'm saying?
Wait. You can't just say,
of
course.
Are you saying before he would know, like, a vibe?
No, I'm saying, because it was a vibe party, too, as well.
No, but
you said vibe. Am I lying? It was a vibe party.
Are you saying, did he feel a vibe?
Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
Before anything.
Yeah. Did you feel a vibe at that party, or you felt the vibe for the whole trip?
That entire night.
And now, can you describe that to us?
I mean, more or less, it just felt funny, you know what I'm saying? We was at Andre Harrell house and everybody, like, we going out, boom, you know what I'm saying? Right. And it was like, all right, let's go out. Wasn't like enthusiastic or nothing, you know what I'm saying? And we got to the party, we turned up, and it just felt like, you know, at a certain point, you know, the crowd just started getting thin.
Relax, everybody over there.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? The crowd just started getting thin. Mm. And it was like, you saw people dissipating.
No, because what I heard was there was people, when Hypnotize came on, there was people actually, like, saying, fuck y'all, and
but
shit like that.
But you heard what he said? He said it got thin.
Thin, yeah. I never heard this part of the story.
I never
at
heard
all.
That the crowd got thin like that.
Yeah. Yeah. And when you mean it got thin, what you're saying is people left.
It's time to go.
Yeah. When
time
Big came?
Yeah. So you think,
not when Big came. Like, you know what I'm saying? A certain point in the party is like, you know what I'm saying? We're not about to close this joint down. Right. And then it just started getting thin.
So it's like the vibe.
But that was Bad Boy Style.
Set.
Bad Boy Style was taking over the whole party and closing it.
But it wasn't that time. He's what he's saying.
No, I'm saying I'm.
We're
asking,
in L.A.
Yeah, cause we're in L.A. after Pac died.
Right.
Pac passed away.
Absolutely.
And for you saying it felt weird.
Absolutely.
Like, it didn't feel like any other time Bad Boy had a party.
Right. It's right. Like, yo, I'm saying, what time we getting out of this joint?
You felt it.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then, you know, you heard niggas making their little comments. You know what I'm
like
saying?
Like, you talking about L.A. people.
Okay. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, you know.
What kind of comments, though?
Like, fuck the East Coast, you know what I'm saying? Blah, blah, blah.
What was that vibe? Yeah, exactly.
Yo, listen, after Big died, I'm sorry to cut you off. After Big died, even when I went to L.A., the record label would hire security whether I wanted it or not. Like, I would land, and they would already be there. And me, I used to pride myself on not having security.
Right.
But that was the only place where they would say, shut the fuck up. You got security out there after Big died.
Absolutely.
So I could actually, but you could describe the situation better than anybody else because, like, a lot of people, see, again, I want to reiterate what I said. A lot of people see Pac's last picture and they see him and Suge, but that's after they drove off. If you look at Big's last pictures, it's DJ. Big and Puff. And am I lying? Like,
absolutely correct. Like, I'm red New York hat on with the polo.
And they had Cristal and they had
Don Perignon.
Yeah. Oh, it's Don Perignon. Yeah. Excuse me. It's
I remember
Don
correctly
Perignon.
I spent all the money on that.
Yeah. Let's make some noise.
Actually, I
spent all the money.
So you're telling me that even in the party, even being comfortable, even being, you know, smoking, drinking, spending on Don Perignon, you kind of felt something. You couldn't have knew he was going to die,
you know,
because
you
would have said something.
Any nigga from the street understand, like, yo, when shit just start feeling funny. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And it's time to get up out that motherfucker. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, it was time to go, and we left. And, you know, we went through the light. I was in the car with Puff. You know, they didn't.
You was in those cars?
I was in the truck.
Yeah. I got a question for you. How many cars back y'all was from Biggie?
It was How many Puff went through the light and Big and then was right behind us. Big and seasoning.
So and just for the front?
Yeah.
And just for the dumb people out there, please, Stevie J, please say this. Puff had nothing to do with that dumb shit.
Of course
shit.
Not.
Please. Like, I just hate when the people
who
say.
Who says that?
No, it's a whole documentary saying that Puff killed Big. Dude. Like, listen, I just hate.
The Shug conspiracy, but the Puff conspiracy?
Yeah, I just hate that conspiracy.
That was Puff's
so,
man, you know?
Yeah, I hate that conspiracy so much.
It's ridiculous.
I didn't even. Puff did this.
Of course not. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I remember what he did this show. And I didn't even want to say it because I just felt so dumb, even bringing that up.
Certain things go unsaid.
Yeah, certain things.
We don't. It's just so crazy. We ain't got to entertain that. You know what I'm saying? Like that was his man's. That was his. You know what I'm saying? Starskin Hutch and all that. Right. You know what I'm saying? Stick the clutch and all that.
Now, how was Bad Boy after that?
Thanks.
I mean, it was.
Because I'm not gonna lie.
I wouldn't say ruined, but it was
it was dark.
Major off balance. It was dark. You know what I'm saying?
And
everybody was hurt. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We was in the studio. Everybody was in the studio. It was like candles lit, and you know what I'm saying? And we listening to.
Because Big was your funny guy. Like, man. I remember going to the Bad Boy, and I remember recording TRNY, because I recorded TRNY and Bad Boy. And I remember Nasheem Iris and Carlos Brody. And I remember going, and I remember seeing y'all always smile.
Yeah.
And then I remember after Biggs died, and nobody was smiling. Like everybody was just sitting there. And don't get me wrong, y'all was still giving me beats. Y'all was still.
But ain't really nothing to smile about. You know what I'm saying? Because you know.
Because was it a dark day from there?
It was a dark year from there, pretty much, because you know. Even if you look at all the interviews with Big, talking about the situation with Pac, he would never entertain the bullshit.
Yeah, he never did.
You know what I'm saying? He was never like,
he's
yo.
He's trying to be positive.
No, he wasn't trying. He was positive. You know what I'm saying? That's why me and him were sitting down in L.A. I was having the son around the time, and he was having the son around the time.
Mm.
And, you know what I'm saying? He was like, yo, I'm going to be your son, Godfather, and you're going to be my son, Godfather.
Oh,
you know
man.
What I'm saying? So, Chris, I'm Chris, Godfather.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? So, at the end of the day, it's just like...
That sucks, dude.
He would just tell me, like, yo, I don't entertain shit because I don't want to be a part of the negativity.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And then the next day for this to happen, that fucked everything up.
And then for you, the crazy shit is because you got to experience the first rappers that ever got killed.
Right. Some real shit. So with all this shit that's going on now,
right.
I don't take it serious.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, yeah.
You know like the saying? Young Dro shit. You know, Young Dro was on here.
Who's that?
Yeah. Relax.
Relax.
I wasn't ready yesterday.
Who was that?
Yeah, he killed that.
You went straight in, dude.
I'm just saying, I don't know these dudes. You know I mean, all I know is. All I know is getting money. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but you know, all I know is, you know, I'm a fly guy, you know what I'm saying? I like.
Can we make noise for you being a fly guy?
No, not yet.
Okay.
I got a little story to tell.
please.
You know what I mean?
Please.
So, you know, now I just pay attention, and my inbox be going off with stories.
Are we talking about your DM?
Yeah, my DM.
Okay.
With stories to tell about people, like the young. What's his name?
You got dirt on EFN?
No, young.
You can throw it out.
EFN.
It's okay. He pointed at
no,
you.
No, what's your name? Young?
Young Dro?
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you know, like I get DMs from all type of communities, like the transgender community.
Nah, the different aura. Hold on. Different, nah, it's not like
hold on. Wait a minute. You want to see this?
Okay, you gotta see.
I got. Hold on. Look. You want to see?
Yo, no, are you? He's showing your phone.
Huh?
You want to see?
Me? Is it me? All right. I'm in.
You know, but you know, at the end of the day, you know, I just be bowling my lane. So I advise cast the bowl lane. You know what I'm saying? I own my bowling alley. They got to rent a ball. You know what I'm saying?
They
really renting balls.
He killed that.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
y'all.
Yeah. Just be easy, guys.
I don't know where we're going. All
right, hold on.
We believe you, by the way.
We live
and be live. Bizino's Crab Trap.
Be live.
Bizino's Crab Trap.
Zeno's Crab Trap.
Zeno's Crab Trap.
Yo.
All right, we're going to do it like this.
Okay.
Chico, get the heat.
How's your brother chain of subject?
How's your drinks? Let me get a little bit more. Let me get a little bit more.
We drinking Mezcal, by the way.
No, this is not.
And Martell.
And Martell.
And Ciroc.
And Ciroc.
So I'm only drinking Ciroc.
I'm drinking it.
I got to relax.
This is her saying.
I'll describe your face for you. This is a podcast. And my face is quite flustered right now.
And then
he's looking.
And then it says,
he's looking quite confused.
I will. You are my king.
And now he doesn't know what to do.
You're
gonna
what?
And Nori looks away.
You know, shout out to Bad Boy Entertainment,
no
Danger Zone, we in the building. Shout out to Benzino Crab Trap and everything. You know what I'm saying? Listen, man.
I feel like you should ask him what I just read.
What did he just say?
I mean, you know, I'm just saying, dude's got a bowl lane, man.
No, I don't.
This is what I'm saying, though. You know, I'm up.
We're talking about
I'm in the gym. And you know what I'm saying? And you know, I wrinkle up a nigga's school clothes, man. You know, I do the right thing.
Hey, yo, you killed
me. All right, so I guess I won't know what the hell y'all doing.
I'm just saying, though, I'm gonna save him. Mm-hmm. He know what I'm talking about.
All right.
I'm gonna let him live. You know what I'm saying? But don't mention me. Don't mention the good guy.
In all fairness, this is what he said. When he came on our show.
Like that.
Yeah. When
straight
he came
like
on,
that.
Let me hit that, Diego.
What are you talking about, Dro?
Young Dro, yeah. Because when he came on our show, I can't.
What did he say?
I can't speak about everything else.
Well, what did he say?
This is what he said. He said that he just didn't appreciate that you called him. The thing is, he felt like...
Listen, out of respect, if a G call you, it don't matter.
If a G call you,
you handle that. Big Meech in my phone. I never met him a day in my life. He texts me, I'm going to text him back.
Right.
It's a respect thing.
Mm-hmm. Nah, you're right about that.
You know what I'm saying?
Can't complain about that.
You're right.
You know, but you know, it's all good. Don't go on the Breakfast Club saying, oh, this, that, and making little jokes and all. And keep your jokes to yourself. Because I can make, same thing, make you laugh.
Make you cry.
Make you cry. And I'm the good guy.
All right, let's make some noise for the good guy.
Yeah. Like that.
But also, because, you know, I fuck with both of y'all. I love y'all.
You know.
But also, I'm not saying
I don't fuck with them. You know what I'm saying? And I, you know what I'm saying? You got
because
to play.
Y'all both great people. I would love to be the person to bring it together.
It ain't even about that. I'm cool with just hanging with my kids. I don't even need no extra shit. But my thing is just like, I'm a man. You know what I'm saying? Be a man about shit. You know what I'm saying? Don't try to get no rep and catch no wreck off me. You know what I'm saying? Or we going to really just have to get it in.
Right.
Period. I'm from that aura. That's me. You know what I mean?
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
You can work from the road while turning your vehicle into a powerful high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. On a network that covers more roads than any other carrier. Connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls. Finish up that presentation or answer last-minute emails. Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to see if you're eligible for a free trial today. Based on independent third-party data, always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
It took 11 years to get to this sale. The Knix Anniversary Sale is on now at knix.com. Celebrate the intimate apparel company that has reinvented products for real life with one of Knix's biggest sales of the year. Get 30% off all leak-proof apparel from the number one leak-proof brand in North America, including period underwear, swimwear, activewear, and more. Millions of people have made the switch to Knix leak-proof underwear, and there's never been a better time for you to try. Save 30% on super comfortable, machine-washable, and great-looking underwear that's perfect for periods and light bladder leaks. Choose from a variety of colors, styles, and sizes, from extra small to 4XL. You can even match your leak-proof underwear with an incredibly supportive and comfortable Knix wireless bra. Don't miss this chance to stock up on your Knix favorites or try something new. It only happens once a year at Knix.com. That's KNIX.com for the Knix Anniversary Sale. Hurry, the sale ends on Monday, May 13th. Go to Knix.com. That's KNIX.com.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
We're back to Drink Champs Radio with rapper N.O.R.E. and DJ EFN.
Like I told you in the beginning of the video, I'm gonna be all over the place. Now, what was your relationship with Tupac?
Oh, Tupac? We just fucked all the same bitches. You know what
I'm saying? Let's make some noise for y'all fucking bitches.
Yeah, I mean.
I ain't going front, man.
To this day, still.
Tupac knocked.
Relax,
a
don't answer that question.
Down.
It's gonna bring you down the wrong path. Yeah. Don't ask that.
We associated with all the same girls and we could never hang out. You know what I'm saying? We just kept it cool.
After the beef, you couldn't hang out?
I mean, it was like, when did the beef ever end, bro?
Right.
It was just straight like that.
That shit was ridiculous.
Benzino, I know this is your spot, but I'm going to have to ask you to relax.
Come on, Zeno.
You're the biggest problem right now.
So you had no music with Pac?
I had no music with Pac.
Well, Ali for two days.
Yeah, but you know, we couldn't do it. You know what I'm saying? Right. It couldn't happen because, you know, I'm with Puff. I'm with Big. And that's that. Bottom line.
Try to get beats from you?
No, I'm saying we rock with all the same joints, and his chicks would be like, no, I'm smoking. Okay. His chicks would be like, yo, you know what I'm saying? Why don't you? I'm like, you know what I'm saying? We can't even do that. My loyalty lies with who it lies with.
But prior to the beef, did he try to get beats from you?
Nah, it wasn't even, you know what I'm saying? He was Death Row, and that was it. And I'm Bad Boy, and that's
that. Yeah, but what was that environment, though, at that time?
Exactly.
If we Bad Boy, we Bad Boy.
But basically, I mean, he's saying, this is what he's saying.
Nah,
he's
let him say what he's saying.
I know what you're saying. You saying, man, this is what you're saying. You saying, if my man ain't rocking with you,
I don't fuck with you. I don't want to. I wouldn't, and I can't, and I won't. That's it.
And it won't stop, can't stop. That's how it's going down in this team, Bad Boy.
But describe that situation, because prior to that, Bad Boy is just happy. Y'all chilling to the public.
Right.
To the public, right. Y'all happy, y'all chilling. And now here's this guy comes out and he shits on y'all. I mean, and he, like, let's be clear.
Super shits.
He super shits on y'all.
And all I remember.
How do y'all stay cool?
This is how I remember the whole shit going down. Because, you know, I'm new to the whole shit. Mm. You know what I'm saying? I just remember niggas is in the office listening to Hit 'Em Up. And I just walked by the office.
Hit
'Em
Up was amazing. Wait,
they listening to it in the office? We talking about Bad Boy?
Yeah, in the studio.
That must have been crazy.
Oh, Daddy's House?
That's historic, just to listen to.
All right, hold on. I really got to hear this story. I'm sitting back. I really got to hear this story.
We listen
to it. Okay, hold on. So you walk in Daddy's house. And they already listening to it?
They already listening to it. Niggas is listening to it. And it was like, you know, You know, you walk through those steel doors. Boom.
I remember. I thought it was gold. It's
no, the steel. Yeah, okay.
Golden Gate.
It's okay. Silver.
Okay.
And then you walk through those doors, and then the office is right to the left. Mad niggas is in there.
Right.
Listening to Hit 'Em Up. And I'm just like, I walk
but
in.
But Biggie's
like,
not in there.
No.
Okay.
And I'm like,
it's offensive as something, enough.
Right.
You don't need Biggie.
No, I mean, before I even heard this, you know, I just seen niggas is like, and I'm listening to the
grill
record, and I'm like, shit's about to get dark. You know what I mean?
The aura got dark.
The aura got real dark.
The aura got
now,
dark.
Who shot you?
What's the timeline, though? The timeline.
That's what I'm asking.
Everybody's confused about the timeline.
Yeah. I mean, was Who Shot You made directly after that?
Or was, because originally everybody thought DJs was sold. It was made prior to that.
Well, you know, I don't recall.
Man, we're not going to get answers here.
I respect that.
No, I'm not mad, but we're not going to get answers.
I respect it because
I don't recall.
As an East Coast nigga, I got to roll with
it. I'm neutral.
You know, my thing is like, I'm a New York nigga forever. Right. You know what I'm saying?
I'm a New York nigga too.
You know, and it's like, you know, shit just happened the way it happened, and it just you know, threw our whole coast off the off the.
Because I tell you 100%.
But your lack of answer could be an answer, bro.
Right.
Man, I'm just saying. Yeah. I don't recall. Yeah.
Nah, he's right though.
A lot of drugs back then.
Yeah. Let's make some noise. You're doing a lot of drugs.
Yeah.
No noise for drugs on my end.
So now,
are you still use
them? No, I don't use them at all.
I'm in. Matter of fact, somebody pour me a box of Sauvage.
Make some noise for this. Make some noise.
Salute.
Who is that? I feel like they gotta go. Whoever that is.
God bless.
You feel like they gotta go.
Why? They broke something.
Yes.
You know what, though? On another note, though.
Yeah, Steve.
You know, I have nothing but the utmost respect for you. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I got nothing but the utmost respect for you.
This is what I'm saying, though.
What?
You know,
I'm going to take a bottle of Ciroc. Can you pass me one?
Absolutely.
Oh, thank
one.
You, sir.
Open one.
We got one open already. All right. Thank you. Go ahead, Stevie J.
When I came in the game, it was like I came in with Jodeci. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Even though I'm an upstate
one
nigga.
The best of
that get money straight nigga, boom, boom. I was like.
And let me cut you off for one second, because let me just tell you something. Jodeci was beating niggas up. They were like the R&B Wu-Tang.
I had a fight with them.
You had a fight with Jodeci. Like, we got to get into that right now, Stevie J.
That's the next one right there.
What happened, Stevie J?
Don't tell me it was over Maverick.
I had a fight with Jodeci.
I had a fight with Jodeci.
You fought with
Jodeci? You were playing the keys too hard?
No, not at all. All right, so, you know, Suge started managing Jodeci.
Wow.
Right? Check this shit out. Check this shit out, though.
Yeah.
All right, so boom. So, you know, I get a call from Devontae. You know, I'm working on the Jodeci app, but I'm really with Dalvin. Dalvin, my man. I'm rocking with Dalvin, doing all the
music. Let's describe. Devontae's the light-skinned one.
Yeah, Devontae's the genius, producer
and then Dalvin
genius.
Is like...
It's his brother.
Supposed to be the gangster.
No. Where's Jodeci from, exactly?
North Carolina.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, Devontae... Usher Raymond, produce Usher Raymond, everybody shit. Fucking Madonna, all that. You know what I'm saying? His brother Dalvin.
Wait. You can't just say fucking
Madonna.
Yeah,
let's make some noise to him. Fucking Madonna, goddamn.
Slide over that shit.
You can't just say that. All right.
Fucking with Madonna.
Yeah, he's like, fucking Madonna.
Yeah. So I get the call like, yo, what's going on down there? You know what I'm saying? Who fucking on who? I'm like, listen, man. I'm not fucking none of these bras. Right. You know what I'm saying? He's like, well, I'll be back tomorrow. Boom. Come back to the studio. We have a meeting at the studio. Mm. All right. So at the time, it was Devontae had Missy, Timbaland.
I poured a terrible drink. I'm sorry. Go ahead, continue.
Missy, Timbaland, Playa, Tweet, Sister, Genuine.
And probably Pharrell. Pharrell's
Genuine.
Probably there too.
All right. So all of them was in the studio. You know what I'm saying? So. You know what I'm saying? He walk in, he's smacking everybody. Mm. Genuine, Timbaland, Missy.
What, literally smacking
them? Smacking them.
No,
are we saying Devontae was the R&B Suge Knight?
Yeah.
This is what we're saying?
Wow.
Yeah. Is this is what we're establishing right now?
This is exclusive shit.
Okay,
right
good, please. Right, so I heard this story before.
Super exclusive.
But the hair you say it?
Wait, it's exclusive. I want
to
hear it.
I want to remember who told me the story. Okay, I'm going to tell you who else told me the story. Watch.
I was
look
there.
At Zeno, look at Zeno laughing.
Zeno was funny, man. Right. Can't be smacking relax. Girls around Zeno.
Yeah, Zeno, true, relax.
Make some crabs, Zeno. What are you doing over there?
Make some noise for Zeno's
make
crab.
Make some noise for Zeno crab trap.
That sounds weird, though.
Let's get back to Devontae the gangster. Is it Devontae? All right, good.
Devontae's just smacking everybody.
Okay, yeah, so he gets to me. He's walking in the studio just randomly
with the pit bulls.
Smacking
it. Hold on, no, not randomly, with the pit bulls.
Oh.
Damn, he got dogs, too?
And with the bodyguards.
He's Wesley Snipes in it?
Yeah.
What, he's saying... You sit your $5 ass down before I make some change? And then smacking you? That's how he's doing it? No, I swear to God I heard this story before. I swear, but
it sounds like I heard this story before.
So boom, yeah. Can't be smacking chicks and all that, boom. Yeah. So he get to me, he like, yo, you cool, you with my brother.
It's okay,
you
know smack what I'm saying? A couple chicks.
No, I mean, like, you know what I mean? So, but his little cousin come around doing the same thing. He get to me, you know, like, let me smack you. Nigga, you smack me, I'm killing everybody.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I wasn't even up back then. I was slim and whatever. Right, boom, right. So I go to fight niggas. Whoop. Niggas hit me in the head with a bottle. Boom. I'm fighting niggas. Got the cut over my eye.
Right. Not Devontae.
No, one of the security guards.
But Devontae tried to thug you too?
No, he wasn't. It was his cousin.
His cousin. Oh, God.
So Dalvin.
Devontae.
Yeah. Got a lot going on.
So make a long story short.
I gotta shoot Devontae next time I see him. Because I felt like he tried to ask me for a verse one time. He was way too aggressive. Now I know why. All right, continue. I'm sorry.
So anyway, you know, after that happened, you know, the next day, you know what I'm saying? I'm talking to Missy and Timberland, like, yo, y'all niggas still fuck with this nigga, you know. Yeah,
but you are you down with Puff at this time? Or
no,
you're not
no,
down?
I'm not down. With
okay,
you know what I'm saying?
But you don't like what's going down
at all. But right. You in Rochester, my hometown, when I can make that call on niggas,
right? Oh, you're in Rochester at the studio.
Yes.
Okay, continue.
You know what I'm saying? Make a long story short. You know what I'm saying? Niggas all left him, Missy, Timberland. Whoa. Thanks to the guy having the fight.
Right. What guy having the fight? Who had the fight?
Oh.
With Devontae?
Yeah.
Squared up with him?
I mean, you know, fighting whoever I fought. It was like three of them niggas. But thanks to my fight, everybody...
I feel like you won, because that's why you brought me up.
He fought the good fight.
Uh-huh. And thanks to that fight, everybody left. Genuine, Missy, Tweet, Player, everybody
so
left.
So you helped them get out that situation. Right.
I heard this story before. I'm going to be honest.
You heard this?
I heard Devontae was the R&B show man. I swear to God, I heard
really,
this story.
You know what I'm saying? Wanted to be.
But you got
to
give him the credit. He let them loose.
No, he's letting it out publicly.
But I'm saying I let everybody out of their shit pretty
right,
much.
Right, by you getting in that situation and confronting it.
Because they wouldn't have done it.
Wow. Mm.
That's what I'm saying. Yo, Ching Ming, hit that. But see, that's what I'm saying. This is the reason why when you know, people say Stevie J from Love and Hip Hop, I always, as a hip hop fan, I always be super mad. Even though I know that's your new hustle.
But you know, it's not even a hustle. It's like, you got to look at it like this. 100 million records, 5 Grammy sold.
Excuse me.
All right, check this out.
Hold on. Let me big you up for that. Say that again. What you said?
100 million records, 5 Grammys.
Okay, 100 million records and 5 Grammys.
Make some
Young
noise.
Jock, ex-girl, relax. I'm so sorry.
She's super
I'm so
dope.
Sorry.
It's a lot of publishing.
Because I remember you taped him. Come over here and talk about how you taped him.
But you know, it's more or less like after that, you know, it's like, where else you going to go? How high can you go? You know what I'm saying? So I had to create another lane for myself. And you know what I'm saying? I'm blessed to have created a lane where number one show on VH1 for 6 seasons and the number two show, my executive production on 2 shows, number two shows for VH1.
Leave it to Stevie?
Leave it to Stevie and Stevie J and Jocelyn, number two show for VH1. You know what I'm saying? And still I got popping. 4 more shows coming on VH1 this year.
Let's make some noise for that, goddamn it.
So, you know, say what you want, you know what I'm saying? I don't even got to touch the drum machine, even though none of these niggas can't even scuff my Timberlands. None of you producers. You know what I'm saying? But I let y'all live.
Let's talk talk that shit one more time. Tell them niggas they can't fuck with
they
you.
They can't fuck with me. You know what I'm saying?
They don't know how to play the piano.
Or the guitar, or the violin, or the saxophone, or the trumpet, or the drums, or anything. You know what I mean?
Any instrument.
They play dead. I play anything but dead. You know what I'm saying? Loop that, copy that, sync that. Yeah, me? Yeah. Don't want to see me on that. Y'all got, go ahead. Y'all young boys do what y'all do. I won't even embarrass y'all.
About that?
You know what I mean?
We got producers now.
I mean, that's cool. That's cool. You know, I'm a different kind of guy. You know what I mean?
Your track record speaks for
me. I'm the good guy. That's right, baby.
I'm so sorry. She's so fantastic. I like her.
Come on, sis. Like come here, sis.
I like her.
That's my sister right there.
As a sister, me too.
Yeah.
As a sister. I like her.
I like her.
That's my sister.
Sit right here.
Come on, sis. Online.
Yeah, I moved down right here.
What's up?
Hey, young Jock is gonna not like us.
No, come on, man. That's my bro. We good. You know what I'm saying? We get money together.
We New York niggas. New York niggas saying, trying to take her down tonight.
No,
New York niggas, they on you. I'm just saying, because you know what it is? There's so many gay niggas in Atlanta. I'm so sorry. Did I just say that out loud?
Nah, yeah.
There's so many like flagrant niggas in Atlanta. That
funny.
We go out here, we score big time in a great way, meaning in the crab trap. And
you feel me?
And then we just feel like
why most straight guys that
come here, we feel like people don't appreciate they women in Atlanta.
Well, you know, so that's why I'm able to have 10 pieces.
That's some beautiful ladies.
Well, I appreciate
in
my wife. I'm just throwing it out there. But let's continue. But you feel like guys don't appreciate you in Atlanta?
Absolutely. I'm just here because there's too many women to choose
from. Are you not from Atlanta?
No, I'm from Compton.
Oh, she's from Compton. We didn't know that, girl.
She's from Bompton.
You from Bompton?
Are you from the blood side?
Yes, Bompton.
Relax.
Yes, sir.
Blood side.
Yes, sir.
That means don't shoot nobody. Let's relax.
Yeah,
she ain't shooting nobody.
Nah.
Big shot.
I'm a good girl.
Young Jock, that's my nigga. I fuck with that.
He's a good guy.
He's a good guy?
Yeah, he's just not a good boyfriend, but he's a good guy. That's our personal business, though.
I'm lost. Who's her boyfriend?
Young Jock.
Her kid's father.
Her kid's father.
I have kids with him.
Oh, you got kids.
Two.
So sorry, I didn't know that. I forgot. I do remember that. I'm a big fan. I know every. Come on, test me on Love and Hip Hop.
You already got me.
You know, I don't know nothing.
I want to
see how good I am.
You got me by saying that I videoed.
When did I meet Jocelyn?
Never watched you.
It's definitely a strip club. I just realized. I'm just trying to figure out where. Is it where is the question? I know it's a strip club, right? I'm definitely correct.
That's easy.
It's definitely Atlanta. I know that. No, it's not Atlanta. Yeah. It's Miami.
Yeah. No, Atlanta.
It was Atlanta.
Onyx. Oh,
nice.
Damn, you're not very
good. Me.
Bam, bam, bam. So now that you brung it up,
All right, yeah. That's me.
You brung it up.
That's me.
I see a lot of people who think, And me knowing you, I know that everything you're doing on camera is you. I know that. But a lot of people can't tell that.
Right, right.
So, when they bring up you and Jocelyn relationship,
right.
And I didn't want to bring it up, but you did.
It's all love.
So, I'm in.
Know, I love myself. I can talk about anything.
I'm in. Were you disappointed from certain acts that she made? Oh, well, you just like, fuck it.
It's
like,
not a disappointment thing, you know what I'm saying? I've been in this game for years. I've been doing this, screwing chicks, telling lies, selling pies, committing felonies, and she's new to this. You know what I'm saying? So
I gotta smoke a cigarette to that. I'm gonna keep it.
I mean,
it's just some real shit.
Pimpin', but
I'm just saying, it's like,
sheesh.
I've been there, I've seen it all, and she ain't, you know, it's all new to her, all the flashing lights and all that. So, more or less, it's like, you know, I'm not one to judge, you know what I'm saying? Right. I just hope all her, you know, whatever she go through make her stronger, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, but as a nigga.
Mm-hmm. What up, Quint?
That's your nephew, right?
Yeah, my nephew right there.
As a nigga. Because Quint, I'm a nigga.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been in power for almost 20 years. So any woman that I meet
they might say, ah, cool, whatever. She's going to be with you for that. And you have to face the same adversity as I face.
Mm-hmm.
So did you ever feel like from the beginning that you met her that she was there for that reason?
Mm-hmm.
Or you felt like, damn, this is my ride here.
Yeah,
we was rocking.
And
I'm just asking you.
No, real talk. We was rocking. You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
I felt like it. Yeah. Like I got a baby moms that remind me of Jocelyn, man. But I can't even stand around. So I was like, damn, I couldn't tell if like it was like Stevie J going through the shit I just went through.
Yeah, yeah.
Or worse. Yeah, you was there on the service board. Relax, G-Man.
We went to family court together. I've been to family court with NORE.
All right, why are you going there?
Appreciate that.
Stevie J.
I just left it last week.
What's the document number?
But you understand, so when I sent you dealing, like I related to you so much, and even when niggas say, "Oh, Stevie's an idiot," and he came back, and it's just like sometimes as a good person, you just want to forgive shit, and you want to patch it up.
But you know, it's not even pretty much about the idiot thing. It's more or less like, all right, shit, if I'm fucking with this person, I'm fucking with him. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck what nobody think. If I fuck with you, I'm going
to
fuck with you. I'm going
to
fuck with nobody think. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? If I rock with you, I do. You know what I'm saying? You going to pop for me, I'm going to pop the trigger for you. We're going to rock out.
Right. And that's how you was, sis, too. Please.
Cause but that's because we old school, too.
Because niggas seen you on Love & Hip Hop and said, you got to relax.
Who got to relax?
No, because you kept going back, and niggas want to knock you down in New York so much.
I know.
Just throwing it out
not
there.
Not even just in New York.
Like right here, right? Like right here. Like right here. Niggas
right
want to knock you down.
Right here in the good old Peach State.
And you know, we got ass eaters. You know, my
I'm
cool.
done. Yeah,
my
you cool. too much.
Any ass eater here right now.
Any ass eater will eat your ass now. I'm just throwing it. But just saying.
Right now. That's funny.
Like how did you feel? Like, because, you know, on national TV.
This is what that is, man.
No, on national TV, you know, like, you kind of had to show that you weren't lying to another girl.
Well, always remember that we're talking about television, first of all.
So you're saying it's fake?
No,
let's throw it out there.
I've never used the word fake at all.
Look at Stevie J.
You
get too much money to let that happen. Look at Stevie J.
No, this is
always remember that we're entertaining you. It's not fake. And that this is our life, and we choose to show our life in the way that we chose to show it to you. So you can't really analyze it. You
gotta
go for what we gave you. Go for what you gave.
Yeah, and then too, on that note, you know what I'm saying, you've been through a lot in your personal life.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? But for you to be able to open up and give the world a glimpse at your life, you know
absolutely.
What I'm saying? I applaud you. Let's give it up for
you. Yeah, let's give it up for you.
My baby sis right here.
And I'm not going to lie, because a lot of us looked and we see how beautiful and gorgeous she were, and a lot of us, like, you know.
She's gorgeous. She's beautiful. My sister is gorgeous.
I said what?
Yeah.
I said what?
She's amazing. Go ahead, show me. Show him, sis.
No, it's okay.
Look at my baby sister right here. Look at my baby sister.
Woo! I like. Let's do another shot. Let's do a shot. Is this shot time?
I feel like a shot time.
Let's do a shot.
Y'all.
Look at y'all. Y'all are ready. Y'all are ready already.
Yeah, no.
But a lot of us sat back and we thought it was full.
I thought we were going to do a shot first.
Yeah, let's do a shot.
You
pour. Give us glasses.
This is the revolt shot.
Yeah, but a lot of us saw it and thought that it was phony, because we're looking at you and we're saying she's way too beautiful to deal with what she was dealing with.
But here's the thing. It's not me. Yeah, I'm all of those things. I'm a nurse. I have a radio show. I'm on iHeart. I'm smart.
You got a podcast.
Yeah, well,
you got to relax and start, come with us.
You're so bad. But the point is, I'm doing what I'm doing too. But sometimes people can't find themselves. So in that, they are running in circles.
You want her to come? She
comes
too.
She
can come too. She can sit right here.
Oh, what did I do? Did you guys see?
Oh
my God.
Come on, man.
There's two chairs. Come on, man.
Are we breaking? I don't want to make it sound like that, but are we breaking a new artist? Is she an artist?
Yes, salsa artist.
Salsa. Ooh, salsa. I would love to see everything move while you're salsaing.
Okay. Mm. Can you sit there? So Ivan can sit there. I don't want to seem like I'm giving away his seat.
She's cute.
When he went to the bathroom. I mean, but goddamn it.
Cutest for baby and puppy. She's a grown woman.
She's a
grown woman. So what do we call her, CBJ? I would like to call her what you call woman. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I respect that.
I just respect her for being a hustler, you know.
And you're the good guy.
I'm the good guy. And, you know, say what you want to about me. You know, I manage Jocelyn and Mimi's career, and they making a lot of fucking money.
They are.
You know what I'm saying?
Let's make some noise for Jocelyn and Mimi making money. But now,
put your baby mama's in
everybody
place.
Is looking at her.
You got to put my kids' mothers in place.
Everybody's
win.
Looking at her. And we're saying, what are you?
Yes.
Are you from Noriega Hood?
Panama.
Relax. I got turned on. You got to stop that.
You relax.
I got to relax. You got to relax.
So,
you from Panama.
I am from the hood.
You got a gun on you?
I'm done.
Like
she
knew exactly what she's doing.
Oh, shit. But now, baby girl, I'm sorry I got to ask you this question, but I have to ask it to you. Because your accent, your body, your whatever, Jocelyn might just try to snuff you. I'm just throwing it out there because you know.
I'm done.
All right. So I have to step in as management.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying.
You know,
I feel like she can handle herself.
But you know, like, I'm gonna be diplomatic. Colombia. I'm diplomatic here.
Mm-hmm. I feel like she might whip Jocelyn's ass. I don't know. I'm not sure.
You know, this is what it is, man. No, I'm gonna be the manager and I'm gonna be diplomatic. She's not running from anything. She's not gonna run from me. But I just advise her just to stick to the plan and let's get to the money.
Now, Stevie J.
Yes.
What happens? We in Onyx. I'll tell you, let's go get some lemon pepper.
All right. Okay. Lemon pepper.
Me and you, we get lemon pepper.
Right.
We sitting there. There's no denying that she is gorgeous.
Okay. She's I can't hear you.
What's the step above gorgeous? Because whatever it is,
phenomenal.
Infinite.
Whatever it is, she's
can
there.
We take a shot?
Let's take a shot. But Stevie, let's continue.
Come on, your glass?
If I'm your ex girl,
we're gonna die.
I'm not, which I'm not. Let's relax.
We're gonna die.
But you understand what I'm saying, right, baby girl?
All right. Shots for everybody. Here we go. Hey!
I'm in. I got a shot, too. You can't take a shot of beer.
I'm listening to you, bro.
But if I'm you...
Go ahead and handle your business.
If I'm your people, what I'm saying is, like, I'm just saying, that's your ex-girl.
But this is not what this is about. This is about, you know, Danger Zone Latino. You know what I'm saying? This is about, you know, my brand. This is about me presenting new artists to the table that hustle, that are great artists and, you know, that, you know, have that look and ambition and the talent to do what they do. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not going to put my neck out on the limb for nobody that I don't feel is appropriate. You know what I'm saying? And that's
no,
what
we know
do.
That already. But the point we're trying to say, let's relax.
Totally confused.
The point we're trying to say is, it's going to be taken the wrong way. So not right now, if you go to Onyx and then Jocelyn walks in, what's going to happen tonight?
What's going to happen is going to be like, oh, she's cute. Are we taking her home?
She's definitely going to do that. Those are her exact words.
I definitely respect that. Exactly. I wasn't expecting that. But
and that's what it is. You know, one thing I could say about, you know, me and Jocelyn been through the fire.
Let it go.
You know what I mean? We've been through the fire, and, you know, some things were said, you know what I'm saying?
And it's your baby, right?
Right.
It got to be your baby.
Absolutely. So that's why, you know what I'm saying, I respect these dudes, these young dudes going on the radio trying to make jokes and all that. Keep your jokes to yourself. Mm-hmm. I don't play with my family. Mm-hmm. They can lie about mine, die about mine. Yeah. Point blank. Right. Everybody feel the same way about their kids, right?
Yes.
All right, cool. Let's give it up for about that.
I didn't take a shot. Where's your shot at?
It's already gone. I'll take another one.
Take another one, goddamn. You didn't take your shot. Your shot.
I took from you.
That was mine. That was
all from the bottle. All right, cool.
Me and you right here.
Come
bro.
On, sis.
No.
All right, let's go.
Come on, me.
That was Ciroc. It's the best vodka in the world. Goddamn it.
I was saying something about bro. You know what I'm saying? I respect you, Nori, for a lot of different reasons. You never switched up. You know what I'm saying?
I stay the same.
I'm just saying, you always been the same dude. You know what I'm saying? Man, you never switched up. You know what I'm saying?
And thank you for that. But Stevie J, you know what? I'm one of the people that campaigned your campaign. Because when people kept saying Stevie J from Love & Hip Hop, I was single-handedly the person that I didn't want. I mean, I get Love & Hip Hop. I get it.
But you know, I'm not mad at that.
But I just wanted people to recognize your career.
Look, my nephew's a young boy. He's a millennial, right? Yeah. Quint, oh my God. He's one of my artists, Danger Zone artists, right? He's a millennial. These dudes only know me from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta. Right. You know what I'm saying? Unless you go ahead and Google, how many Google niggas we got out here? Right.
Googlers. There's Googlers around here.
All right, Googlers. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And all my nephew be like, yo, Unc, they know you. You know what I'm saying? For the producer, they do their research. They know you from Love & Hip Hop first, and they know you.
Your records.
You know what I'm saying? Right. So my nephew makes sure that all these young niggas know what's up. And you know what I'm saying? With you, I just, you know what I'm saying? I applaud you, I respect you, and I support you, whatever. And nobody never better never say nothing fine. I'm a Wrigley school clothes. Straight up.
You're going to do none of that.
Yeah, I'm going to do that, though.
Nah, please don't.
No, I'm going to do that. I'm nice. I go boxing four times a week.
So now, Stevie. So yes, now, when you get, because, yo, you get booked for shows a lot. And when they say, you know, Stevie J from Love & Hip Hop, how does Stevie J feel?
And that's when I'm always like, yo, don't forget the Stevie J 100 million record sold 5 Grammys in. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I always let them know.
But so do you actually tell them to change the flyer or no?
I tell them when I get there.
Oh, okay.
Just tell them how that bag.
Okay. Just have the bag. Yo, Quint, they got the front end. They got the back end.
I just got a text message while I was sitting over there 20 minutes ago. Somebody got the bag for you.
I see. That's what I'm talking about. Hey. He collects all my back ends.
So now you, sweetheart. Now you did, and we heard you doing Love & Hip Hop again.
Ooh. Oh.
We heard you signed back on.
Wow, did you?
Yeah, I heard, yeah. Wow. You know, Mona's my friend, I'm from Violator.
You should let me negotiate your contract.
Wow. Boss talk.
Relax, Nori. Relax, Nori.
Yeah, she got me so good. I'm going to say that back. Okay,
You gotta stay tuned.
Right, stay tuned. Mm-hmm. Now, in that season, did you feel it was like right?
No, there was a lot of things wrong with that season, with my situation. Anyway.
With your situation,
yeah.
Because when Shorty rolled up on you, and then you said, "I'm gonna show you."
Yo, you are funny. Why you keep concentrating on that part?
Cause that fucked me up.
You was like, oh, bitches is out here videotaping this.
Yeah, you videotape shit. Like, yeah. I mean, but I feel you because the way it was approached, it was like that was you. That's
what you want me to do.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it's like, and when she come, the reason why I felt you was her approaching you.
Exactly.
When she approached you, I mean, like if.
And before that, nobody ever remembers. So when people always think about that scene or have an opinion about it, they never remember the beginning when he said, before the show even started and you didn't know who we were, she came to my house. So that's big for me where I'm from.
Dead.
She came to my house, my nigga. You don't come to my house where our kids lay their heads. So now we forever have beef.
Right. That's right. Or some realtor shit. She came to your house.
Absolutely.
She knew you was
for life.
She's a realtor.
Absolutely.
Right.
No, she was with Jock. And
Love & Hip Hop gave her your address.
No, it was before. I'm telling you, all of this shit was before.
Let's get to the bottom line. anything love and hip hop did that.
It was before.
No? It was before
It was before.
But you know,
why did she come to your house?
Because she was looking for what she felt was her man, but I have kids with him. So
you're right. I do.
That was definitely disrespectful.
You don't come to my house.
You know what I'm saying? But I've been trying to
disrespectful you did on love and hip hop, Stevie.
Yeah.
And you know what? I still root for you. Still root for you.
He's a good
I'll be like, damn.
You know what?
And you be saying you're a good guy, but you give me a lot of excuses not to root for you as a good guy.
But yeah, them excuses is over. If you watch Leave It to Stevie, you know what I'm saying? We
I watched someone Leave It to Stevie.
Days is
you
over.
Had all your kids there.
All my kids.
Threw them all out.
All out.
Lived in one place.
Yeah.
I respected that.
And my son is playing Division I ball, little Stevie.
Stevie.
Number one scorer in his division.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Listen, man.
That's big dad up. See, nobody makes that up. Good dad.
Listen, man, at the end of the day, I love my kids, you know what I'm saying, more than I love me.
Because when you say you're a good guy, you really believe it.
Yeah, I mean, it's facts.
And you really are a good guy.
It's facts. I take care of all my family,
where
man.
Where you be sticking your shit at sometimes. Yeah. I'm going to be honest,
I don't fuck anything.
Nah, at one point, you was fucking anything. I'm just throwing it out there.
That's opinionated. I don't just fuck anything. My dick is like platinum and diamonds.
Sheesh.
You know what I mean?
Not
a lot of bras get that. You know what I'm saying? I'd rather whack my shit than go and have these foul, odorous smelling joints, B. A lot of these joints don't even wash their joint, B. Smell bad, like garbage.
I turn
like doorknobs.
Yeah.
Facts. I mean, soak in the tub. These chicks don't even know how to soak in the tub and put
it. You gotta soak.
You know what I mean? You gotta soak.
You gotta soak.
Shit smell like hot trash,
man.
You don't want that.
And in Atlanta, it's a lot of hot trash.
Man, that's why it's
a lot of seafood.
Oh my God.
Seafood.
That
shit smell like motherfucking hot garbage.
How do you mean it?
There's so many of our good friends that's gay out there.
Oh my God.
That when a girl actually finds a straight guy.
Wait, gay dudes?
No, but those are my people.
That's why
I respect gay people.
But you know, that's why I can have 30 chicks. So they love me.
I killed that.
What?
Let me clarify.
But in a different sense, because it's all black. And there's a lot of gay brothers out here, but I respect them. I see them in Lenox Mall. I give them a head nod. They give me a head nod.
Nah, the homo hoods will thug you out.
This is the one thing I noticed. If the gay guy wants to bother you, it's because he knows something about you. You don't know yet.
I'm done.
You don't know yet. Ain't no gay dude fuck with me.
Right.
Yeah, gay guys sit to me and they be like, they look at me like a gangster and they be like, "What up, nigga?" I be like, "What up, nigga?" And we good. Like, I be like, I'm gonna keep it 100 with you.
Until you catch him on the prior weekend, they like, "Let's get a picture."
I'm going to give you a story.
Oh,
now I'm going to give you a story, Stevie J.
Yo, I got caught on the fucking prime weekend with the pictures. That's crazy.
We're in Cheeseburger Baby, right?
Cheeseburger Baby.
This is when Twin is able-bodied. Like, Twin, he's walking around.
Right.
So I'm looking at Twin. And we walk in Cheeseburger Baby, but it's nothing but
Miami,
the gay guys, right?
Right, Miami.
But they gay.
Gotta respect them.
But it's nothing but the gangster gay guys. It's not the gay guys that get along with everybody.
No, these niggas,
you still got the gangster.
They're gonna shoot you up. They're gonna kill you.
They're gonna pop you. I'm keeping it 100.
It don't matter.
So I walk in and I'm like, damn.
They probably throw them hands too.
Now, mind you, they ain't looking at me. So I ain't looking at them. I'm like,
we ain't looking at niggas no way.
I'm at the other side. I'm chilling. The nigga Twin, this is when Twin is able-bodied. He's not handicapped. So Twin goes, yo, give me a drink. And the dude walks right behind him and say, I got your drink.
I'm
right?
done.
So I look at Twin, and I don't want to be like, I don't want to yell. I don't want to be like,
you want to keep it cool.
Relax. I don't want to say relax.
If you do that, then it's all mayhem.
Because now I feel like you're
going to get fucked up. Oh, my God.
Oh but I'm doing every other thing but yelling.
But yelling.
Hand signals.
Man, I'm like the guy at the airplane. I'm like this. I'm like this. Relax. 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 But my nigga don't catch on. Wait, so I'm like, it's too late. Right?
It's too late.
They gave him the drink. He turns around, then he looks at me like, why you ain't tell me? Relax.
It's too late. It's over.
Oh my God.
I don't know why I went there. Yeah. But it's too late now. I'm going to keep going.
Go. Finish the story, bro.
I'm sorry. It's I feel so bad. I feel so bad. So now I'm looking dead at this shit. They looking dead at me. So now the guys realize I'm Nori. The whole time, nobody realized
the gay
guy. And listen,
you know, Ari in the building.
And listen, I don't give a fuck. They didn't realize that, you know, I don't give a fuck. Like, I don't care. But the thing is, they always said they need equal rights.
Equal rights. Not whites. Not equal
that
whites.
Too.
Man.
But
that
equal
too.
Rights.
They wanted equal whites, too. But so this is what I did, and these are my niggas. I respect these guys, but they want equal rights.
Equal rights.
Yeah. Yep. So what happened was when they thugged my little man. I mean, and they fully thugged him out. Yeah, they fully thugged him out.
What you mean?
Like when they gave him the drink, they
gotta clarify.
In my mind,
No. Relax. It sounds like Twin got finger popped.
Whoa.
You need to clarify.
The story is going to happen tonight.
When they actually did everything.
And nothing. Like, they got away with it. Not everything, bro. They did everything.
Wait.
Yeah. Well, that's
your better. Great podcast tonight, guys.
But in my mind, they got away with everything.
Whoa. Wait a minute.
Great podcast tonight, guys. I appreciate you.
Yeah. Let me finish my story.
let him finish his story because I don't even know where he's going with it.
All right, so should I end it right now?
No, but go for it.
I've been up since 7 a.m.
No, clarify. Clarify what happened.
So in my mind, they got away with everything. So now I want to leave.
What was
but
that
now,
though, bro?
Relax.
That's what everybody's
relax.
Wondering.
Relax.
You relax.
And then they came over.
With everything.
No, they had everything already. With other people. Some people surrendered, man.
What? Nah. He turned over.
You gotta relax. I'm just playing.
I'm out of here, bro.
I'm just playing. All right. Hold on. Give me 2 more minutes. No, I'm just playing. But this is the thing. When they left, the one guy said to me, Nori, I recognize you now. So he said, take a flick with me. And I said, no. And he said, why you ain't gonna take a flick with me? Because I felt like he was about to say, you gonna be on some gay shit. And I said, you want equal rights.
I'm done.
And he said, yeah. And I said, if you was a straight nigga, we would have killed you. For everything you just did, I would have definitely popped you. At least in your foot. Like,
but we got, you know what I'm saying? What I feel is.
But I respect.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
Tell them
what
how
I
you
feel
respect
is,
gay niggas.
I'm in Atlanta.
Let's go. You know what I'm saying? I respect gay people.
And you know what I'm saying?
I love it.
It's mad.
I
don't give mad a equal rights shit going
on. I'm just equal
I'm
rights.
I'm telling you about how I feel, and it's like, man, let them rock how they rock.
I let them rock.
Stay in your lane. You know what I'm saying?
No. That night, they weren't staying in their lane. That night, they was in our lane.
We in the ATL.
Like this, too. Like no, somebody, this is Miami.
Mm-hmm.
Let me relax.
All I'm saying is, they can stay in their lane, you know, and do what they do with the young droves. But God bless Stevie J. I see y'all tune in. You know what I mean?
Whoa. And he stands up, dog. All right,
Stevie J, let's end it out.
Hold on.
We're going to end it out. Before you leave, you can't just do that.
Yeah, we got to end it out.
We got to take a picture.
Let's do everything.
You can take a shot and leave.
Sit down. Please, sit down.
Yes.
So we're looking at her, and we're saying, holy moly guacamole. Is this the new Jocelyn?
No, it's not about a new Jocelyn. This is about Danger Zone management, new talent, salsa artist, beautiful person.
Salsa.
She's taking her acting classes, and she's ready to do what she do.
Right, now it's time for you to talk. You got to say something.
I'm Latina. I'm Panamanian.
All right.
She's from Panama.
I have an accent. Use common sense. I'm from another country. Of course, I'm gonna sound Latina because I am Latina.
Talk that shit, baby.
Anybody? Yes. I'm Eslita Quintero, and that's.
Talk that shit, baby.
I mean, he's right.
So you can give us a little sample
with
your salsa. You talking about
salsa
or salsa con fuego?
Yes, old school salsa. To be compared to Frankie Ruiz, we have a little bit of Celia Cruz in the mix. Hector Lavoz, just the old school salsa.
I'm gonna have to ask you relax. that's my hero.
No, that's.
That's who our hero is.
Yes. We're Puerto Ricans. I don't know if you know. I look black as hell, but I'm Puerto Rican.
Give us a sample on Drink Champs of what you got. You got some salsa. Let's get a little one.
Let's make Jocelyn mad right now.
This is Drink Champs, mommy.
Right now.
Gotta
relax.
No, relax.
Please give them some.
You guys are gonna listen to us. Stevie and I are working on two things. Riega. So you know
that's not what we're doing, Drink Champs. That is not. We want you to give our listeners something.
Stevie J.
We want to give our listeners something in Spanish. We don't care.
Oh yeah, Stevie J.
This is what we're gonna do. Stay tuned to Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. You'll see everything you need.
Stevie, please, can you come back over here, Stevie? I'm Latino.
This is the only sample you're gonna get tonight.
But what about the people who listen to the audio?
What happened to the music, right?
But you.
To the audio.
To the RTO. Pay attention, Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. Season 6, and you know you have everything you need.
You win tonight.
You can't lose.
Even though I feel like you should still sing, cause I feel like
she's not.
I feel like you're not just a body.
No, I'm not.
We just introduced you as a body.
Yeah, but she's the same.
I feel like you should sing something. Just say two lines.
Two lines.
You can't do it.
Stay tuned.
Well, while y'all stand tuned, they're quit on my grind mixtape out right now. About Swamp Ninja Westside.
Yeah.
Danger Zone. Yeah.
Thugger. It's your boy Ching Bing. We out here.
Peachy.
You already know. State your aura, man.
Yeah,
sure.
Yo, what?
Find all your favorite movies and shows faster with Xfinity. Just speak into the X1 voice remote to search across live TV, on demand, even Netflix and Prime Video. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Switch to Xfinity today and get a great offer. You'll enjoy Xfinity X1, which gives you access to your favorite streaming apps like Netflix, YouTube, and now Prime Video. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit the store today to learn more. Restrictions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, yeah. Love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.